Cowboy Heat, edited by Delilah Devlin, narrated by Jenna Calvin. Miss Morgan and the Marshal, by Emma Jay. Sybil Morgan swung down from the wagon, her skirt and petticoat trailing in the stirred-up dirt of the road outside the general store. She looped the reins over the hitching post and tugged at the waist of her bodice. Wearing a dress was only one reason she hated coming to town. Out on her ranch, she could wear breeches and move around with ease, not worrying about getting dirty, getting snagged, being so damned hot. But a respectable widow had to keep up appearances. She straightened her bonnet and measured her steps so she didn't trip on her skirts as she walked into the general store. A few townspeople were in the store, which was stifling despite the open doors and windows. Determined to get this chore over with as quickly as possible, she pulled her list out of the pocket in her bodice and waited for the shopkeeper to finish with the other customers. Unaccustomed to standing still, she shifted from one foot to the other. The air changed, and she turned her head to see the town's marshal, Addison Taylor, in the doorway, removing his hat. He nodded in her direction, and she inclined her head in response before turning her attention back to the shopkeeper, who now stood behind the counter with his hand outstretched for her list. She passed it over. "I'll be back for supplies in a few hours. I have other errands to attend."
"Yes, Miss Morgan."
She turned, head high, and sailed past the marshal, who stepped aside to let her pass before turning to follow her.
"Miss Morgan," he said, his voice a low rumble, barely heard above the sound of his boots on the boardwalk. "I'd like to have a word."